Good morning, everyone. Welcome.
Morning.
Thank you. There's someone out there. Good. Another beautiful morning in paradise. Just a little cooler, but very nice just the same. Isn't it good to be able to meet this way and worship God freely? We're just thinking of that in the prayer time beforehand. It's a pretty special thing. What I neglected to do, and I beg your forgiveness for this, is to share with you the fact that we're sort of helping to transition a few things and encourage our elders on session to give leadership as service leaders. You were used to that for a while, and we thought you're missing that, so we've encouraged that again. So this morning, our service leader is Judy, and I'm just going to hand over to her now. Thank you, Judy.
And the mic should be on.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the privilege of being up here and just... Thank you for the privilege of being up here and being with my family today and taking a part to lead you to my thoughts that Jesus has shared with me. I've just so enjoyed Colossians. I've missed quite a few of the sermons, but I've been listening on the website, so thank you, Ross. That's really appreciated. And so I want to read, to link at the service this morning, I'm going to be linking quite a bit of Colossians that we've already done. So our call to worship this morning is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 to 14, and I'm reading from the Message. God has rescued us, all those from Lapdale Waikeka Church, from the dead end alleys and the dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loves so much. The Son who got us out of that pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep on repeating. We look at the Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at the Son and we see God's original purpose in everything created. Let's pray. May our prayers for each other in the Lapdale Waikeka Church be like the prayers that Paul prayed for the Colossian Church, that each one of us will be always spilling over into thanksgiving. We just can't help it. We can't stop, can't quit thinking God our Father and Jesus our Messiah for each other. Lord, let that be our reality, because we know the deep love and care we have for each other. Lord, enable us to strengthen it and just rejoice in it in this fellowship today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Right, okay. Notices. The one I've got is that Doug and Ethel are having a holiday this week. So I guess Jim is backup person if anybody's got any concerns. Any other notices? Contained within the notices already. Okay. That was nice and easy notices. Birthdays and celebrations. Anybody had a birthday or a celebration out this last week? Nobody celebrating anything special? Well, I am, because on Scouts on Wednesday night, we had an award night, and it was a real privilege to be there. I walked in the door and the young people came running up to me, Judy, Judy! And there was an award for me for 10 years service in Scouts, and a merit award for the way that I've been able to grow the young people in Scouts to the leadership positions that they're at now.
Wonderful.
And so that was pretty amazing. And Margie Collins, those of you know Margie, she wasn't able to be there, but some amazing awards for her. And for Sally, who has now done 30 years of service for the Waikika Scout Group. So if you see Sally at any time, just really congratulate her on that. That's pretty fantastic. And the exciting thing was to see all these young families that were there that are bringing their children into the next stage. It was pretty amazing. So thank you. Right. Is somebody taking up the offering this morning? Because that's our chance to say thanks. to God and to say that we're contributing towards his work for overseas. Thank you, Bruce. Collecting this morning. Thank you for his faithfulness. It's been precious to have him in our church. Amen. Good morning, Mickey and Jess. Nice to have you.